It's a pleasure to be here. Sometimes when you hear people tell stories about yourself, it's hard to believe that they're talking about you, because you always see yourself through a different lens. And I was just such an average student here at St. Andrews, and I was not a particularly religious person when I was here, so I'm not sure why I'm speaking in a chapel service. But to give you an idea, when I was here, we came to chapel 5 days a week, and it got kind of boring. And so I would take to bringing a book that I would read during the services, and then I would tuck it back with the prayer books and the song books, because you sat in the same seat every night. And so one day when I sat down, there was a little note attached to my book, and it was, "Randy, this looks very interesting. I'd be interested in reading it after you're finished with it." And that was signed by Father Ogilvie. And so it's not like I was that active in the religious aspect of it. And then later on in my life, I took care of a friend of my family's who was dying and had Alzheimer's, and I took care of him. So when he died, I went to the church and had a new minister, and I went to introduce myself to him. He was a really interesting guy. And he said, "Randy, this is my first day here. How active are you in the church?" And I thought, well, you really can't lie to a minister. And I said, his name was Bill, and he was an ex-colonel in the Marine Corps and Naval Academy graduate. And I said, "Bill, the only people who are less active than I are buried out in the columbarium." And he laughed, and he said, this is great, Randy. I'll use you as the Britain measure that I measure everybody else's activity against in the future. Well, he was quite a creative guy, and he got me back to the church, and I was sort of active. And one day, I was talking with my daughter, who had gone to a Catholic school. My wife's Catholic. And she graduated, and I said, "Well, how come you don't go to church every day?" I said, "Why don't you come to services with me?" She said, "Dad, every time I go to church, they're always saying the same things over and over and over again." And then she said, "Why do you go to church, Dad?" And I had to think about it, and then I said, "Well, life is pretty complicated. There are a lot of demands on you, particularly as you get older. You're a father, you're trying to be the perfect father, the perfect husband, the perfect brother, the perfect sister. And it's important to go to church. It's like if you do a sport, you have to practice it to get good at it. And so the more you practice it, the better you will get. And the intent is by practicing the values, whether they're, I will call them Christian values, but I'm sure there are people from other religions here, but any religion is trying to teach people to be better and give more and help more people." And I said, "When I go through this regimen every week, it gives me a chance to concentrate. So 1 hour a day, where instead of thinking about others and trying to do something for others, it's where I think about who am I and what am I doing. And it gives me a chance to think of how important it is that I be a better husband, a better father, a better son, a better person, and I help others, and I be a better Christian." And even though I resented all those days that I had to sit and listen to it, suddenly it was resonating with me, and I understand it a lot better. And these are the kind of values and things that St. Andrews teaches you while you're here. And it's so subtle, you don't even know what's happening to you. It might come back to you later in the year, in your life. And so I look at the religious services completely different now when I go to them, thanks to my daughter asking that question, because quite often we don't think why we do things and how we feel about things. And the reality is that the most important value that we can all learn is helping others and giving to others. pretty prevalent in all the religions that I'm familiar with, whatever the name is. And I think it's very important that we treasure what we have learned here at St. Andrews, and that we take it out into the world. I thought about asking people to raise their hands to answer this question, but I don't think you can do that in the chapel. And I was going to say, how many people are happy with the way the world is today? And I don't think many are. And the graduates of St. Andrews and the values that you learn here, whether you're Christian or Muslim or whatever religion you all practice, we are the people that need to spread the word to everybody else in the world. There are not enough people out there helping others, trying to make the world better in any small way that we can. This is a very demanding world that we live in, and more than anything else, we need, not just us, the people at St. Andrews, but everybody in the world needs to think, what can I do to make the world better? What can I do to make people get along better? Because if that doesn't happen, life is not going to be good in the future. And the people who graduate from St. Andrews, they carry a perfect example of how people of all different types, all different religions, all different countries, all different colors, to get together as one. I used to come up and give a speech to the graduating seniors, and I would ask them, how many have you met people from a different country? How many met people with a different language? And everybody would raise their hands. I said, does anybody here have any trouble getting along with all these people who are different? And nobody raised their hand, and I said, this is what Christianity and every religion is about, to get people to know that we are all the same, we are all trying to make the world better, and we all need to do our part. And my experiences here at St. Andrews gave me the foundation for that realization. And I hope that you all can think about some of these things, and maybe when we go through the boring routine of the service, which is the same quite often in most churches, to look at it as a positive reinforcement to remind you, everything, whether you're doing a sport or anything, the more you practice it, the better you get at it. And the more you practice being good and giving and helping others, the better you get at it, the better you get at it, and hopefully it will create a ripple effect where we can really make a difference in the world. And this just not by ourselves, but spreading a message of goodness and help and reaching out to everybody who is different, treating everybody the same way. I try and call everybody by their first name, regardless of their level of their job is. People like to be identified. And these are such simple basic skills and such simple basic habits that we are so busy in life that sometimes we forget them. And as I said, St. Andrews is the foundation of all the values that I have. And I don't think you realize that when you leave St. Andrews, it's only when you get a little older and you look behind it that you realize how different your values are than a lot of people in the world, and how much values that you have are appreciated and valued by others. And that's my message. I'm not a very religious person, but I thought I would share my, I don't think I've ever said any of this to anybody before, but they told me I had to get up and talk, so this is the best I can do. So thank you all very much.